This is the week ahead. A look at some of the stories that Bloomberg editors are watching for the coming week.
This is Week Ahead editor Greg Miles here with Bill Glasgow, managing editor at Bloomberg News. Bill, welcome.
Thanks, Greg. How are you doing?
Bill, President Barack Obama was supposed to be enjoying the end of a 10-day vacation in Martha's Vineyard through this Sunday to get away from the world's problems. But as with all presidents, it often doesn't work out that way, does it?
No, when you get elected president, that's kind of a 24/7 job, and you go on vacation. The job follows you along. He's got Egypt to worry about and some other stuff, and we're going to come back to that later. But he's coming back Monday, and plenty of work for him.
That's right. As if there's not politics at the White House, there's economics at the Treasury or the Federal Reserve, and the world's central bankers will meet in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, one of the most spectacular summer spots in the world, to talk about, of all things, monetary policy and the economy, right?
That's right. And when you say the world's central bankers, make that some of the world's central bankers. The Fed's Jackson Hole, Wyoming conference has always been an A-list event. It's always been the place where the Federal Reserve chairman makes a big policy speech. This year, Ben Bernanke is not even going, much less not even doing a policy speech. Janet Yellen, one of the candidates for his job when he retires from the Fed, she's only moderating a panel. She's not giving a policy speech either. Mario Draghi, the European Central Bank governor, he's not showing up either. So it's going to be a bit more muted event, but the Japanese central bank governor will be there. Plenty of other important economic officials, plenty of conversations, plenty of interviews will be coming out of there on Bloomberg and in other media.
That's right. And many of these central bankers trying to figure out really to what extent their economies are starting to recover from that financial crisis or on the road from recovering from that financial crisis in 2008. Now, let's get to news from the economic area. The central bankers of Wall Street may get some very strong news on U.S. housing, a further sign that the economy is strengthening, and another reason perhaps for the Fed to taper stimulus early. Bill, give us the details.
Well, yeah, there'll be plenty for the men and women at Jackson Hole to chew over. Just as they're getting to Wyoming, we're going to get the index of leading indicators in the U.S. That probably rose in July by the most in 3 months. But the housing picture is a little more mixed because as people have been concerned about the Fed tapering its bond buying, interest rates have risen, and that's pushed mortgage rates up. So U.S. new home sales, as the ones that Toll Brothers built, they probably fell in July from the highest level in 5 years. They're still cooking, but they're cooking a little cooler. At the same time, existing home sales, it's the stuff you go to your realtor for, existing home sales probably remain strong in July, close to the best since 2009. So we're not seeing a real slowdown, but we're not necessarily seeing a real boom. That maybe gives the Fed another reason to think about how they do this tapering.
And to put that in perspective, Bill, of course, existing home sales really account for about 90% of the volume of the U.S. housing market, so very important. Well, now, all this in the U.S. is good news, but let's look at China. Data out from China may show the world's second largest economy continues to struggle. I mean, how serious really is it, Bill? I mean, are investors overreacting? After all, there's still 7-8% annualized GDP growth.
Well, that's true, but you have to watch the numbers. HSBC's China Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index. That's a mouthful, but that's one that it's an index that people watches. The preliminary reading is suggesting that likely will show more contraction in August after a drop in July. China is the manufacturing power for the world, so when the factories slow down, employment slows down, consumer spending slows down, something to keep an eye on.
Well, we're also going to get earnings results from a long list of America's biggest retailers. Not all of them, really, that it seems to do a huge amount of sales in China as a percentage of their income. Will these numbers be as sobering as the ones we've gotten from Walmart, the biggest retailer in the world?
Well, Walmart gave a very clear warning, and we have to watch whether other retailers are going to say the same thing. What Walmart said was the increase in the U.S. payroll tax that, that happened this year, or the restoration of the old U.S. payroll tax, to be more exact, that that's hurting their sales. Now, maybe it's hurting sales at Walmart's end of the spectrum, which tends to be lower than Saks Fifth Avenue, for example. But we're also be getting a word from Dollar Tree this coming week, as well as Staples, Gap, Home Depot, Best Buy, you name it. So there is concern about a slowdown, and then there's JCPenney. They also operate at the mid to lower end of the retail spectrum, so they not only do they have to worry about this, the second quarter will probably bring a wider loss for the new CEO, Mike Ullman. He's the guy who Bill Ackman, the hedge fund manager and Penny's largest shareholder, he's the guy who Ackman tried to get rid of. Ackman's dropped off the board, but it's unclear whether he'll mount a new effort to influence JCPenney. It's kind of a mess and a great story to watch.
Yeah, you mentioned Ackman has dropped off the board. He hasn't dropped out yet, but when you look at the company's market value, it's fallen by more than $16 billion since its peak in 2007 to only around $2.9 billion today. Now, let's get back to President Obama's vacation, as we were talking about, or lack of vacation. You know, if it weren't for problems, if there weren't problems in Egypt or the Middle East, there's always, North Korea to keep a U.S. president busy. And we have a reminder of that in the coming week, don't we, Bill?
We sure do. The U.S. and South Korea begin their annual exercises to test defenses against potential attacks from North Korea. Now, earlier this year, a similar drill led Kim Jong-un's regime to threaten a preemptive nuclear strike, which is, not something you want to see. So the White House has to keep a very close eye on how the North Koreans react to this military exercise. And, while all the global security concerns mount, Obama also has to pay attention to the domestic scene. Domestic tranquility, I believe, is the watchword of our country. And he'll be leaving the White House for a couple of days to focus on the domestic scene. He's got a bus tour of New York and Pennsylvania. Those are Obama voting states. And he's going to be promoting his middle-class agenda, including Obamacare, which kicks off in October.
Of course, it sounds kind of like an election campaign of sorts. And, of course, remember that when we get to late August, September, that's really just about more than a year before the midterm elections. Going to be a busy year. Bill, as always, thank you very much for joining us today.
Great. Great to talk to you.
Well, as always, we got to go. You can find the full print version of our week ahead on our Bloomberg Terminal on our Top Worldwide page or at NI Space Global Week. Our podcasts, they're also featured on Bloomberg.com and the Radio Plus Bloomberg app. Have a great week.
The Week Ahead. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.